I will show here how to create a website for any IoT device on multi-platform firmware OpenBeacon, although the same approach will also offer compatibility with Tasmota. Compatibility of sent commands and returned JSON format. We will write the device control page in HTML and JavaScript. We will host it on the IoT device itself in the little FS file system. And the communication of this page with the device support itself will take place via AJAX and the REST interface, which means that the page will also refresh without reloading. The basis of the OpenBeacon Tasmota REST interface OpenBeacon has a REST interface compatible with the Tasmota base, which means that the submission of commands and return data is largely the same. We send the command itself via HTTP GET. For example, it is a power command with an on argument, i.e., switching on a relay or lighting a lamp. Then the device returns JSON. The commands and return JSON are in the Tasmota documentation. It is also worth taking a look at the OBK documentation, which is constantly being developed. Information about the device can be retrieved by sending a command without an argument, e.g., power itself, basic HTML, JavaScript, JSON. This topic assumes that the reader has a basic understanding of the topics mentioned in this paragraph. HTML, along with CSS, allows you to create the appearance of the page, its controls, and so on. JavaScript allows you to properly script them, intercept events from the user, and then send and receive data accordingly. JavaScript here processes data in conjunction with AJAX, i.e., the page is not reloaded entirely. Only JavaScript itself sends data in the background, receives and updates only selected controls. JSON, on the other hand, is the format in which data is received. It allows for the textual representation of objects with key-value pairs, arrays, etc. In this topic, I recommend, among others, W3 course, Little FS file system on OpenBeacon. The Little FS file system is available from the web app panel, i.e., a panel that is itself downloaded from GitHub and communicates with the IoT device itself via the REST interface. Of course, it doesn't mean that you won't be able to access this panel without the internet, if you want. You can host its sources in your network and simply change their address in the OBK configuration. We open the web panel. We open the little FS tab. Here is the file system interface. Create creates a new file. List refreshes their list. Here we can create autoexec.bat, which is executed at the beginning, any other scripts for the start script command, and just HTML files and scripts. We can also drag existing files onto the field Hello World OBK. We will create a basic document. Create file, hello.html. We can paste anything there, even a basic HTML document. This way, after saving, it will be available under the path. Here is our first HTML document, hosted, in this case, on a 12-watt LED lamp. REST interface, the simplest button. OBK's REST interface is largely Tasmota compatible. All these power, status commands were similarly implemented. So let's try to check the power on-off of the lamp. For ease of use, I've attached the bootstrap style here. For starters, ready example and result. Code copy. The above page is a SPA, single-page application, the simplest possible on OBK, demonstrating the use of Tasmota's power command to control the status of the LED. This page basically does two things. After loading the window, it sends an empty power, no argument, to the device to retrieve the current LED power state. After clicking the button, it tries to switch the LED state to the opposite one. The color of the button reflects the status of the LED. This excerpt, it allows me to run it on Windows, which is basically anywhere, because it sets the IP of the device. When uploading a device to LittleFS, this variable should be an empty string. The REST query after the HTTP GET executes this snippet. According to Tasmota's documentation, power without an argument will only return the current state, and with an argument,